while you are doing the Atavas and Eris, that's when the Keteris should be burning. In other words, in between the Atavas and Eris, that's when you do the Keteris. Like Rashi says, Abishur Leime Native Es Kulam, all seven Eris, Koidim Laha Keteris, V'yasok V'dam Atomit, and in between they did the Dam Atomit. Boiker Ba Boiker, V'heitivo Yes Aneris, that first prepare, fix up all the Neris. V'ho De Yaktirenu, and then you bring the Keteris. So that's Abishur Shita. That first came all seven menorahs, the Neiris. And in between, they were mastic with the dam, the shkita of the Korban Atomid. But the Keteris came after everything. For Rabbanan say no, that the Keteris came in between. And according to Rabbanan Shita, then we have the Yishiv and the Stiris, the Mishnayot near in Yuma, that it's like a true, the Keteris came before the last two, but after the first five. What's the time of the Rabbanan? For Rabbanan, my comer, Rachman, what does the Pesach say now? That B'idin HaTovah temik the Keteris. While you're doing the Neiris, that's when the Keteris should be done. Not that the Keteris comes after you do all the menorah. No, fakir. The Keteris should be burning while you have the menorah going. While you're fixing up the menorah, like in between, then temit the Keteris. Because if you're not going to tell me like that, hoki. In the Tem Hochi, the Pesach says, Ben Habayim, Tichsir. The next Pesach says, Uvahalois Aaron and Saneros Ben Habayim. In the afternoon, later, before Shkia, when Aaron lit the menorah, it says there, Yakti Renu, that then you should be master the Keteris. If you want to tell me, Hochi Nami here also, the Veresha Madlik Neros, V'od the master Keteris, Shav Ben Habayim, you want to tell me that's Shan, these Pesukim here also, that by Ben Habayim in the afternoon, first they lift the menorah, but the Pesach is Mashma, and then it says Yakti Renu. The Pesach says, V'ha'alois Aaron es Aneros Ben Rabayim, Mashma first light the menorah, and then Yakti Renu, the Keteris, is that true? V'chitei mo'chinam, if you want to tell me that is true, V'atani, we learn not like that. We learned in the Brice, so the Pesach says, Me'erev ad boiker. The menorah has to burn from night until morning. So we dash in one drosher is, Tein lo midosa. You have to put enough oil into each nair. What does that mean? Pesach is saying you have to have enough oil in each ner that it should be able to light throughout the whole night. So Rashi says, each ner needs a chatzilug of shemin. That's going to last the longest nights of the year. In Tevis, that's when the nights are the longest. So that's how much cheer you have to have the whole year. Even though in the summer months, the nights are shorter. I'll have leftover shemen then. So what? Let it burn later. Or if it's left over, it's left over. That's one drusha. Dover Achad the Gemara says another drusha with dasha from this pasuk of May Erev Ad Voiker. That we dash in May Erev Ad Voiker. That the last avoida that you could do for the day is the lighting of the menorah. There's no other avoida that has a din to be done beyond that you could do after the menorah. He's burning the emurim. That's an avoida that you could do at night. Something you could do at night, shit, you could do it after the menorah also. But an avoida that has to be done after beyond, the last avoida you do in the daytime is the menorah. Nothing could be done after the menorah. That's this Joshan. Davracham, Erev Ad Boiker, Ein Lecha Avoyde Shekshero, there's no other Avoyde that could be done after this, Me Erev Ad Boiker Elazubul Vad. So the Kura, you see clearly what? That the menorah is the last thing they did in the daytime. So Behechri, when did they bring the Keteris, Ben Rabayim? That was also a din that had to be done by day. So the Keteris had to be done before the menorah. So you have a question, the Apostle before says, Uvahalos Aaron Esaneros, Ben Rabayim, Yaktirenu. Which is mashma, after you have the neiros, then you light the Keteris. And we say now that can't be, because the last avodah you do in the daytime is the menorah. So what's beyond the pasuk yaktirenu? Elo, what do you have to say? Elo mai kama rachmona. What does the Torah mean to say here? That the v'halos aron es neiros ben rabayim yaktirenu. That means b'idin had lokal say mikta Keteris. That means b'shash you lighting the menorah, the Keteris should be burning. So that means the Keteris comes first. It just means, it says, Ben Rabayim Yakti Renu. It means that B'shash you're going to light the menorah, the Keteris should be burning. But Avad, the Keteris comes first. The Gemara says, Hochinami, Bidin HaTovah Te Mikta Keteris. That while you're doing the HaTovah, Haneris, the Keteresh should already have been burned. This is Pshat according to Rabbonin. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shol, Amalach, Abba Shol answers back, that Shani Hossum Nechziv Oisai. Now he's masking, but this Pasuk, Ba'aloi Saronis on Eros, here it says the word Oisai, that here we say, the Menor was the last Avoida, and the Keteresh was done before. Ba'ashen came before in the Pasuk, Ba'boike, Ba'boike, Ve'tivu, Esan Eros, Ve'odi Yaktirenu, that's the way Darshins. That first you do all the seven Atavas on Eros, and then afterwards, first you burn the Keteresh. Differently, Amalach Shani Hossum Nechziv Oisai. He says, no, here it says also, Rashi Chsiv, Isaac the Precious, V'yakoch v'idin adloka te miktara kateris kamer. By the afternoon, the post of Mahalo Sarnas Neres Ben Amek Benel, where's the Isai? He says, Isai, Isai, that was the beard. Isai, Mieravad, Boikiris, Kosher, and nothing else. Sabashol is also masking that by night that's a Jukzeras Akosav Oisai, that the last Avoid you have is the Minerva. So then the Kateras has to be earlier. Mashenkin, in the morning, he's not like that though. Kateprishis, the Akochet, Bidin Adloka, Te Mikto Kateras, Koma, Avul Shachris, Bisei de Mashmel Shemikra, Sei de Ravoid de Betivoi, Vodi Yaktirenu. Mashenkin, in the morning, when the Pasuk says, Baboike, Baboike, Betivoi, Saneros, here Abashol says, the Pasuk means literally, that first light the menorah, for all the yaktirenu, and then you bring the keteres. Good. We are popping this attempt to before. Now behold, I demand the yom of the hold that in between the atavas and eris, they brought the keteres, then there's no stir with the two mishnayos in here in the Yuma. That both are emes. Our mishnah says first the keteres, and then the neris means before the last two neris, and the mishnah later that says first comes the menorah, and then the keteres means first comes the first five neris, and then comes the keteres. So that's one teretz. We have Papa or Papa says another teretz. We have Papa Ramal Akasha. I tell you, Rabbanon Ho Abishoyal. You don't have to Zet sign both Mishnahs to go according to the one. No, that's good for the Machlokes here. Ho Rabbanon Ho Abishoyal. So I say, Papa Ramal Akasha. Say the Yuma, say the Yuma. There's no steerers here, there's two Mishnahs in the Yuma. Ba'atov Ashtay Neris. Ho Ditanan Keteres Bereisha. That our Mishnah says the Keteres comes first. Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said the Keteres comes before the Menorah. Vodetanya Neris, first comes the Neris, Bereisha, that goes according to Abishoyim. So that's another teretz, that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin, and the Mishnah later goes according to Abishoyim. So the Gemara, B'mayu Kimtel, L'mastis M'docha, what do you want to say our Mishnah comes out like? To Rabbonin, it goes according to Rabbonin. So the Rabbonin say what? That first comes the Keteris, and then comes the Neris. Now, Pius, and the Mishnah later talks about Pius, when you make the girl, that there it says, Fakat, first comes the Menorah, and then comes the Keteres, that's Kabashoyal. So that's the second Mishnah later goes according to Abishoyal, that first you did the first all the Neris, and then afterwards you first did the Keteres. What does the Sefer over there say, a third Mishnah Masechta in our Masechta Yuma? Shashayim Masefer, they say the Yuma. Another Mishnah later, Ketonim Perek Shlishi, Hevi Eloyes Atomid Lekrein God of Yom Kippurim. There's another Mishnah later in Perek Shlishi here that talks about Yom Kippur itself. They brought the Tomid Shel Shachar to the Yom Kippur. The Gemara says about Hevi Eloyes Atomid. They brought to the Kohen Gadol the Korban Atomid. So it's mashma here that even the Korban Atomid, also the Kohen Gadol had to do on Yom Kippur. Not only the special avoidance of Yom Kippur, but even the Korban Atomid also was only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. So it says here, Hevi Eloyes Atomid, Kortzu, he made a Shechita. Kortzu means only exactly what you have to do. Rashi says, Chotchu Chotach Boy Hechsha Shechita Broiv Shnayim. He only cut exactly what you need for the Shechita, Rov of the two Simonim. That's a kosher Shechita. Omerik Acher, and somebody else finished off the Shechita. Omerik Acher Shechita Al Yodai. Somebody else finished the Shechita. Because the Kohen Gadol, he had a run right now to get a Kli to Mekabel the Dam. So as soon as he finished doing a Hechsha Shechita, he stopped right there, and he ran to get the Mizrak to be Mekabel the Dam. And another Kohen now came and finished off the Shechita. So even without you don't need that Shechita, it's kosher anyway, for that you don't need the Kohen Gadol. Now, v'nichnas after is mekabel the dam, v'nichnas la'akter et the keteres, then the Kohen Gadol went in the morning to do the keteres, like it's mashma now mission here, first came the keteres, ho'leitev es haneres, and then he went to meitev es haneres. Yeah. So Rashi says, what the akorchok, v'shtayim ha'achrenes kamer, the next mission there for sure is talking about the last two, the letter l'man v'yom ha'keteres kedemes l'chomish neres, that nobody holds. That the Keteres comes so much early in the morning before the five Neiris. That nobody holds. Everybody holds first comes the atovus of the five neighbors. Now it's a machlokes. Abishol says, then comes the k'teris, then comes the last two menorahs. And the rabbanim say, no, you finish all seven menorahs, and first later you do the k'teris. That's all part of the Mishnah later there says that first they did the k'teris, and then they did the neiris. And look for also the rabbanim. That next Mishnah has to go according to rabbanim. According to Stira then, Reisha the Sefer Rabbanim, the Reisha Mishnah here that says the k'teris went first, and then went the menorah, goes according to rabbanim. And the safe for the last Mishnah also goes according to Rabbanim. Oh, Mitzias, Abishol. It's only the Mitzias, the middle one, that says first they did the Menorah, and then they did the Keteras, goes according to Abishol. Rashi Reisha the safe for the same the Yuma, Rabbanim Betamiya. The whole Mesech the Zug, Kimishnachas, Shasuk, Kulam, the same the Kamais, Shain of Sukkim, Sunna the Lovahokim. Since it's one Mesech that Shvera say, in the three Mishnahs in here, the first and last go according to Rabbanim, and the middle go according to Abishol, it's a Bissumadna. That's a Kasha of Rapapa. Amalok Rapop, Rapop answered Enachanami. In, I'll tell you, Reisha v'Sefer Rabbonin. Our first Mishnah says the Keteris comes first, means it comes before the last five Neiris, goes according to Rabbonin Shita, and who then the last Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin Shita. Lafuki Abishol, Abishol by Stoist. I mistaken before, but Abishol, he's the one that says that the Keteris comes after all the Menoris. And the Rabbonin Shita is that the Keteris comes in between. So our Mishnah that says first the Keteris and then the Neiris, means before the last two Neiris, that's the first Mishnah, and that's the last Mishnah, but the Mishnah in between goes according to Abishol. So it's not Abishol, top Enachanami, not so sure, something like that. In Reisha the Sefer Rabbonin, who mitziyas Abishol. So what's the other now? Vishleim Abai, Vishleim according to Abai, he doesn't want to say the Mishnayis in one is Abishol, one is Rabbonin. He'd rather say they're all the Rabbonin. Vishleim Abai, Liyamak Rapopo, Reisha the Sefer Rabbonin, who mitziyas Abishol, Loi Mukim Lo. He doesn't like to give that for Teretz. So merely rather say that there's no stira, and our Mishnah that says first comes the Teretz, then the Neris, is talking about before the last two Neris. And after the next Mishnah says no, first comes the Menorah, and then comes the Teretz, is talking about the first five Neris. That was Abaye's Teretz. So according to Abaye, it's very good. Abaye says these next two Mishnahs are talking about two different parts of the Avodah, but it goes according to one man the Yomah. That Avad, the first came the first five Neiris, then came the Keteris, that's what our Mishnah is talking about here, the Keteris, and then came the last two Neiris. And the next Mishnah that says the Menorah came first, that means the first five Neiris. So according to Abaye, it's very good. For the Gemara, Elo Rapopo, my time lo yomek Abaye. How come Rapopo also doesn't want to answer like Abaye? The Kura Abaye is saying the better Teretz. Because Omlok Rapopo, my timely Yomak Abaya. Why doesn't the Rapopo also want to answer clearly like Abaya? It's going according to one man the Yomak. And they say there was that the Keteris was in between the Neiris. So there's no Stira. Omlok Rapopo answers back, Tona Veresha, Hatova Shtei Neiris. For Hoder Hatova's Chomish Neiris. That's not Mistavra. Not Mistavra that Awatana here. What does Awatana thought of saying? First it says, Umaktira Sakteris. You bring the Keteris. So then Umaktivas Neiris. So which Neiris is he talking about here? He's talking about here now the last two Neiris. Because that comes after the Keteris. Now the next Mishnah that says, first comes the Menorah, then comes the Keteris, which Menorah is he talking about? The first five. So that's not in the Stavra. Because the state was, first you did the first five Neiris, then you brought the Keteris, then you brought the last, you fixed the last two Neiris. So it's not in the Stavra, this time right now, the first Mishnah talks about the last two Neiris. And then the second Mishnah talks about the first five Neiris. It's the wrong Seder. That Mishnah should have been first, and then this Mishnah later. And if that's the Teretz of the series of the Mishnah, they're on the wrong Seder. It's not Mistavra. First we're talking about what happened at the end, and later we're talking about what happened at the beginning. Usually you say the beginning, and then the end. So that's why Rapopo didn't want to learn like Abaye. So the Mar says, Abaye says back, no. For Abaye Ramaloch, Aruya B'yamahu de Komari. This first Mishnah we're learning right now is not really telling us any Seder HaDvarim, which Avodah came first. The purpose of this Mishnah is not to teach us that the Kohen Gadol, those 7 days before Yom Kippur, that was a mitzvah's Prisha, there's a mitzvah the Kohen Gadol should do the Avodah all 7 days. That's all the Mishnah is telling us. The Seder, which came first, which come later, that's not negated to us right now. We're not talking about now. All the Mishnah wants to tell you, you should know, the Keteris, the Menorah, who had to do it this day? The Kohen Gadol. Even though the rest of the year any kohen could do it, on these 7 days before Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol had to do it. So we're not going into the Seder HaDvarim right now. Aruya b'yamu the kamari. Here we're just, I'm teaching you. The sidru hu ha de tonilei. The seder, what comes first, what comes later, that's the next mishnah later. The next mishnah talks about the seder that's worm, that's like a shroom. First comes the five neiros that cleaned out the menorah, then comes the k'teris, then came again the last two menorahs. So that's the way Abaye learns. Good. So now there's no spirit, two ways to answer the spirit from this mishnah and the next mishnah. Either one goes according to Avishol, one goes according to Rabbonin, that's Rav Papa's shita, or else no, both goes according to one man, the Yomah, and we're going down to according to Rabbonin shita, that the Keteris was in between, and this mishnah is talking about the last two neiros, and the next mishnah is talking about the first five neiros, that they came first. So we're a gufa. We learned before though, what was this din we had at a korban atomid? It says, Bola in the Kerem is Rachet Sveinus. By regular korban and oila, you always came first to the side, the corner of the Mizrach Sveinus. You came to the north, eastern side. Noisein Mizrachet Sveinus. You made one Zrikas Adam there at that corner that went to both sides. Then Marov is Ruinus. Then you went to the southwest side. Noisein Marov is Ruinus. You put there also one Zrika there that ended up on both sides. That's called Shtaim Sheim Arba. So that's a din in every korban oila. Now, b'tonia lo, we learned on that din that the b'shim and isha mitzvah mishana b'tomid. He says that the korban atomid you brought, even though it's a korban oila, has a little bit different. Then what do you change about the korban atomid? That bola and the kerem is lachet svoinis. That's the same thing. The first corner they came to was the east north corner. Noisein over there, he made like a regular korban oila. He made one zrika noisein is lachet svoinis. That's one zrika shem shayim. Then he went to the opposite side, Marov is Ruinus. He went to the southwest side. Noisin, now there he made a difference. That Noisin Marov, he made one Zrika on the west side. The Yachakak Noisin Droima. Then he made another Zrika on the south side. Is my time of Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah, a modna lochon? How come? Since every Korban Oila is only Shtayim Shemar, but you only do two, one and one, how come here is Mishana, the Korban Atomid is different? There, when you come to the west side, you have to do two? How come? Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Chad Tana Mishum Chad Devei Rabbi Yanai Roma Kru. The pasuk says in Bamidbar, Osir Izim Echod Lachatas Lashem. You bring one young goat for a korban chatas. Al Oilas Hatomid Yaseh Beniskoi. On the more than a korban atomid, you do this with Nesachim. So we dashin Oilahi. Really, it's a korban oila. The Yomer Achmona Ovid Bo Maisa Chatas. The pasuk here is talking about the korban atomid, and it says the korban atomid is a korban oila, but it talks about a chatas in the same pasuk to teach us that the korban atomid has something to do with the korban chatas also. Okay, said, how could you do both? Noisei nachash ishtayim k'mais oila. The first zrika you do tak is only one zrika that corner that mizrochis svoinis do one zrika. That's a zrika of a regular korban oila. One zrika that corner goes on two sides. Then Shtayim, Shem Shtayim, Kamaisa Chatis. When you go to the opposite side, when you go to the Tzvainis, Marovis, the Marovis Dreimis, then you have to do two separate Zrikis. Why? Because the Pasuk is Mashma that the Korban Atomid also has a Din Chatis on it. What does it mean, a Din Chatis? The Din of a Chatis was the Mamish made four Zrikis. A Chatis had a Zrika on every side of the Mizbeach, he had a separate Zrika. So therefore, this Korban Atomid has two Dinim. One punk is like an oila, just the one zrika. But we dash when you go to the other side, you have to make two separate zrikas to mekayim a din of a korban oila. Yeah. Okay, so noisim achas shishtayim k'mais oila, and shtayim shein shtayim k'mais achatis. Fred Gemara v'liten shtayim shein arbo k'mais oila. Why don't you do both avoidis, Fred Gemara? If the pasuk is mashma, the korban atomid also has a din chatis to it, so do like all different, do both. First do liten shtayim shemarba. Do two zrikas on the two opposite corners, like a korban oila, kemais oila. And then do a second set of zrikas. The arba, shein arba, kemais achatis. Then once you have to do over again, do another four zrikas on all four sides of the mizbeach, like a korban chatis. Like maybe the pasuk means mama should do two sets of zrikas here. So the more that can't be. Lo metzino domin, shein achaprin, v'chazino mechaprin. Is once you put the first set of dam, you do a ma'is oila of shtayim shem arba, you already have your kapora. So once you have the kapora from the korban, whenever fine, you have to do another zrika of dam. It's always the pshat that the zrika is the kapora. But once you have the kapora once, you don't have to do a second one. For the Gemara, v'chi mitzino al-astamakashinel, v'chi mitzino domim, she'chatsi in chates v'chetsin oila, so
So if you ask such a kasha, I have another kasha on you. We never find such a korban that the zrikas are divided up. Half of the zrikas is like a din oilom, and half of them is like a korban chatash. You never find that. Elo, what do you have to say over here? Akofa kakesh and akosid. Here by the korban atomid, there's a hekish. The Torah was makish the korban atomid to a chatash. To tell us what? That this korban atomid, even though it's really an oilom, is different than every oilom. Here you have to do half oilom and half chatash. Or the zaynei bihochin ami. Here also it's a hekish akroah. So what? Ba'akorch and akesh and akosid. Maybe there's a hek, there's a hekish akroah to say that you have to do two sets of avoidum. Maybe the korban atomid means shtayim shem arba once, and then after you finish the ma'aseh, then go around again and put on all four sides, like a ma'aseh chatas. Like the hechuk, there's some chiddush here. Have the Gemara hosam pisik matonas bialmahu. Teretz says, mamish to do a ma'aseh chatas, that you can't do. Because a korban atomid for sure, it's only a korban oila. It's nothing more. So the hechish can't tell you mamish after you finish the ma'aseh oila to mamish do a ma'aseh chatas. That can't be. Because the ma'aseh, it's not a chatas, it's only a korban oila. What it could tell you is the second set of zrikas that you do. So after korban oila, you would stand at this corner and just make one zrika. That one zrika would also hit both sides of the corner. So now that we tell you to do two separately ones, one of this side, one of that side, it doesn't look so different than a korban oila. So that we can understand the Torah means to tell us. Hey, hosam pisik matonis baumu. If the Torah just means to divide up that last zrika, you're hitting the same corner, and the dam is hitting both sides of the corner. So even though really you only need one zrika, that's not so straight. The set of Torah says, pisik, divide up those two zrikas into two. Because then it doesn't look so much different like a regular korban oila. But mamish, to make it like a chatas, to have to go around on all four sides, that for sure you don't have to do. Like for sure, a korban atomid is not a chatas, it's only a korban oila. For the mother, another kasha. V'nei sivachas shishtayim, lamata k'maiser. True. The first set of zrika, that's shtayim, one zrika, that do lamata, on the bottom part of the chuta sikra, like a mais oila. A korban oila, the zrika sadam was on the bottom portion of the mizbeach. Mashenk and a korban chatis, the zrika sadam was lamala, was on the top portion of the mizbeach. Now shtayim, shem shtayim, that was saying we come to the opposite corner, we're making two separate zrikas, the terrace adin chatis, we should do it lamala. Why don't we have to make that zrika lamala on top of the chuta sikra? On the top, the above portion of the mizbeach. K'maisa chatas, like a maisa chatas. And advice that doesn't say anywhere. And mashma always the korban atomid, all its zrikas are lamata from the chuta sikra. Yeah. And the Gemara, lo mitzinu domi shechatsoy lamala v'chatsoy lamata. That we never find. Also a swarm that zrikas of dam of the korban, either all of it is lamata on the bottom part of the chuta sikrum, or else they're always on top. Like a korban oil is on bottom, a korban chatas is on top. But you never find one korban that has half and half. So that you can't do. You can't have the second two to be put on top. For the Gemara v'loy, is that true? We never have like that. But it's not, we learned. He zomi menu achas lamala v'shev lamata. By the paraduma. Shaskama parakamishi. Kishumazna midam ha'par. No, not the paraduma. Some kishumazna by the paradam. By the par on Yom Kippur. The par on the pnim. When he was mazda the dam of the par. Kineged uvesh ha'kapuris. Kineged the thickness of the kapuris. Yev kosalka taitach. Achas miyemtsa uvyo lamala. One went on top. V'sheva miyemtsoyis lamata. And seven of them went on the bottom portion. You see, the zrikas of the dam of the par that was done lefnai lefnim, one was done on top, the portion of the kaparis, and the other seven was done on the bottom portion of the kaparis. So you see, one korban, it has divided half its zrikas of dam. V'yitanan, he's the memenu achas lamala, one was on top, v'sheva lamata, seven on bottom of the kaparis. And the Gemara named kamatzlif, it wasn't really done one on top, one on bottom. It was done like you say, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it went like straight down. It wasn't how to be half on top, one on top, and seven on bottom. The Mamai Kamatlev, what does this Lashon Matlev mean? Mochi Rav Yudah Kiminagdiv. Kiminagdinur. When you hit somebody with a strap, it's like you take a strap and whip somebody, the whip goes like straight down, that's the way the Zrikas also went. It started on top and it went straight down. But not that half was on top, half was on bottom. Rashi Mishana Kamatlev. Hai Lamatu Lamala Detoni, Loyam Tsoyis Koi. It's not going on half of the Kaparis. That half was on top of the Kaparis. Half was on the bottom part of the Kaparis. Elo Rishoina Nosan Tchila Kape Mal, that's all. V'yasheva Tachter, Zu Lamatim Zu Kamatlif. And could all of it was on the bottom part of the Kaparis. Nothing maybe was on the top part of the Kaparis. It just means it was done like 1, 2, 3, 4, it was done downwards. But it doesn't mean that the first one had to be on the top portion of the Kaparis. So even that dam apar wasn't halfway, half on top, half on bottom. For the Gemara v'loy, it wasn't that way, but now we learned. Hiza mimeno al tiro shemizbech. Used to be mazem on the tiroi, on the side of the mizbech, sheva pomin. Now, my love, what does tiro mean? My love apalga the mizbech. Mamish tiro means halfway up the mizbech. Because the Yamri Yishba, people say, tiaruhu. Means like afternoon, mamish midday. That's called Lashon Tiro. Shashi apalga, negedem tsoyi goiva kiroi. Mamish in the middle of halfway up the wall. Tiro means sorayim, the afternoon. Palga the yuma, half of the day. Now, v'chivon the sheva azois, he's a hamazer, since he sprinkled seven azois, he actually something. You're supposed to hit where? Punk the middle of the mizbeach. Now, if you have to hit with seven zrika, the middle of the mizbeach, it's yefshon, shloye heimen, loy lamalu lamato. It's not possible to say that some don't go on top and some go on bottom. If your mama shouts it halfway to the mizbeach, and you have to make seven zrikas, the stomach, some are going to go on top and some are going to go on bottom. You see, there's such a halacha, you're allowed to have some zrikas on top and some zrikas on bottom. I'm a rabbi bar shelo, loy. You know what tira shemizbeach means? Agufa de mizbeach. It does not mean the middle.